لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. إمام أحمد رحمه الله، he says ولا نشهد على أحد من أهل القبلة. Before that, actually, before that, he says وقتال اللصوص والخوارج جائز. The killing of the lusus wal khawarij, referring to the khawarij, the renegades, those who go out against the leaders, the killing of those is allowed. Meaning by who? By the leader of the Muslims, not for anybody to go and kill them. إذا عرضوا للرجل في نفسه وماله فله أن يقاتل في نفسه. And the lusus are the ones who enter your homes to burgle your houses. It's allowed to fight them back. يعني if they are trying to harm you or harm your belongings. And that is allowed. ويدفع عنها بكل ما يقدر. And he defends himself, basically repels that harm to the ability, to the best of his ability. وليس له إذا فارقوه أو تركوه أن يطلبهم. And it's not for him if they return and turn back that you go and chase them. It's not for them to go and chase them. You leave them. So long as they've left your premises, those thieves and burglars, so long as they've left your premises, it's not for you to go and chase them. ولا يتبع آثارهم. Now follow their يعني footsteps. ليس لأحد إلا للإمام أو ولاة المسلمين. That's not for anybody except for the Imam, the leader of the Muslims. So he's the one who follows their affairs and catches them and applies the hudud upon them. وإنما له أن يدفع عن نفسه في مقامه ذلك. This is sufficient for him, Imam Ahmed رحمه الله says, to defend himself يعني in that premise when they have entered upon him, to defend himself in that situation, in that place. وينوي بجهده أن لا يقتل أحدا. And he should intend يعني with his struggle in repelling their harm, he should intend that he will not kill anybody. He will not kill anybody. So his intention is not to kill him, is to repel his harm. فإن مات على يديه في دفعه عن نفسه في المعركة فأبعد الله المقتول. So if, for example, that person died as a result, that thief or that burglar, he died as a result of the person repelling his harm in the midst of the struggle, فأبعد الله المقتول. فأبعد الله المقتول. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني will make that person far away يعني from the haq, from the truth, because he was deserving of that. Not that the person intended that. The person didn't intend it, but that was his end result that reached him. وَإِنْ قُتِلَ هَذَا فِي تِلْكَ الْحَالِ وَهُوَ يَدْفَعُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ رَجَوْتُ لَهُ الشَّهَادَةَ. And if the person himself who's repelling the harm, he gets killed, then يعني he says here, then in that situation you hope that he is shaheed, you hope that he's a martyr, because he مَنْ قَتَلَ دُونَ مَالِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيد. As the Messenger said, that whoever kills or fights يعني defending his mal and his honor, then he is shaheed if he's killed in that situation. So that person who fights the burglar who comes in and tries to steal your wealth and harm your property, and you defend yourself يعني if you have the ability, you defend yourself, then in that situation and the person gets killed, يعني you didn't intend that. You didn't intend that. Anyway, that all goes back to the hukuma, the leader of the Muslims, and he deals with that affair and sees what exactly happened. كما جاء في الأحاديث وجميع الآثار في هذا إنما أمر إذ إنما أمر بقتاله. And he says, likewise, we have so many other narrations and the آثار, all of them leading to say that these two are to be fought. Yani the Khawarij and those who enter your houses and they try to steal your wealth or take your honor. Na'am. And as for the Khawarij, that's for the leader of the Muslims to do that. وَلَمْ يُؤْمَرْ بِقَتْلِهِ وَلَا اتِّبَاعِهِ. So the person is not ordered to fight them, to kill them, nor is the person ordered to follow their footsteps to try to catch them. Yani because more harm may be caused by that. If you chase them, and more harm may be caused by that, the fact that he's left your premises. وَلَا يُجِيز أو نعم وَلَا يُجِيز عَلَيْهِ. And here it says if in نسخة يُجَهِّز or يُجْهِز. نعم ولا يجهز عليه إن صرع أو كان جريحا وإن أخذه أسيرا فليس له أن يقتله. Likewise, if he traps him, he shouldn't take him, he shouldn't kill him, rather he should give him to the authorities. ولا يقيم عليه الحد, nor should he apply the had punishment upon that person. ولكن يرفع أمره إلى من ولاه الله فيحكم فيه. So he takes his affair, he takes that person to the authorities. Sheikh Rabi Habudra says, فهذه تفاصيل في قتال الخوارج والصائلين والبغاة مأخوذة من أحاديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. سأله رجل قال, a man came to the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, أرأيت إن أراد رجل أخذ مالي, what if a man wants to take my wealth? The Prophet said, لا تعطيه, don't give him. قال فإن قاتلني, what about if he fights me to take my wealth? Huh? قال فإن قتلني قال فأنت شهيد. And if he fights me and kills me, then he said, the Prophet said, then you are a martyr. فإن قتلته, what about if I kill him? He said, then he's in the hellfire. Then he is in the hellfire. قال في النار. And that's hadith in Muslim, كتاب الإيمان, باب الدليل على أن من قصد أخذ مال غيره بغير حق كان القاصد مهدر الدم في حقه وإن قتل كان في النار. So even if he's killed, Imam Muslim Nawawi rahimahullah says in the sharh of that, in the Abab chapter heading, that even if he's killed because he wanted to take the wealth of the one whose house is entered, then he is still in the hellfire. ومن قتل دون نفسه فهو شهيد. Whoever is killed, يعني دون نفسه, fighting for his life, يعني repelling the harm, then he is shaheed. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ مَالِهِ, even if he is defending his wealth, فَهُوَ shaheed. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ دِينِهِ فَهُوَ shaheed. Whoever is killed, يعني trying to defend his deen, likewise he is shaheed. Hadith which is حسن صحيح in Tirmidhi. وقال الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله صحيح. And here Imam Bukhari رحمه الله puts it under the chapter heading كتاب المظالم والغصب, يعني the book or the chapter heading of يعني issues of oppression. شيخ ربيع أبو داود says, فإن اعتدي على الإنسان في ماله أو حرمه أو حرمته أو نفسه فله أن يدافع وبالتي هي أحسن. So when he repels the harm of the burglar and the thief, the person is allowed to do that, but he says بالتي هي أحسن, in a way which is better. In a way which is better. Yani the idea is to repel the harm. لا يقصد القتل. He should not intend to kill the person. يدفع بالتي أحسن. فإذا أدى الأمر إلى أن يقتله فإنه في هذه الحالة لا يهتم بقتله. So if the result is, he didn't intend it, the result is the burglar is killed, some accident happens, you know, in the struggle, then he should not be accused of trying to kill him, because he didn't intend that. وَإِنْ قُتِلَ, and if he himself is killed, then he is shaheed. فَالدِّفَاعُ عَنِ الْمَالِ وَعَنِ الْعِرْضِ وَعَنِ النَّفْسِ فِي مِثْلِ هَذِهِ الْأَحْوَالِ أَجَازَ الشَّارِعُ لِلْمُعْتَدَى عَلَيْهِ. So the Sharia, the Islamic legislation, has allowed for the one being oppressed and harmed to fight back. أَنْ يُدَافِعَ نَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ وَحُرْمَتِهِ وَحُرَمِهِ. So he can fight back, defending his wealth, his nafs, and his honor. بل أوجب بعض العلماء الدفاع عن الحرمات زوجته وأخته. And some of the scholars said it is an incumbent to defend the honor of your wife and your sister. يعني your wife and your sister عن حريمه يجب يعني especially your wife, your sister, يعني the women folk of, and this shows you how Islam is has honored the woman, subhanallah. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, استوصوا بالنساء خيرا, I advise you to be good to your women, I advise you to be good to your women. There's many narrations like that, especially, and who's the women? Your mother, your mother, your mother. And then he mentioned your father. Hadith Abi Hurairah رضي الله عنه صحيح البخاري. من أولى بصحبتي يا رسول الله. Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه asked, who has more right to have my companionship, O Messenger of Allah? قال أمك. قال ثم من؟ قال أمك. قال ثم من؟ قال أمك. قال ثم من؟ قال أبوك. Three times, your mother, your mother, your mother. What did your mother do for you? So much for you. She carried you for 9 months, bearing you, giving birth to you, the hardship that she went through, and give it and looking after you, 2 years of breastfeeding, of cleaning you, clothing you, until you reach an old man. And still she teaches you like as if you're still born. Subhanallah. أمك ثم أمك ثم أمك. So the mother especially, out of all your the women folk in your household, the mother especially is the best one that you give your companionship, that you give your companionship. Your mother, your mother, your mother. استوصوا بالنساء خيرا. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم advised with regards to the rights of the women inside. When did he do that? When? In the last sermon. He specified a specific dua for the women, يعني, in the last sermon. And this is something which shows us the importance of looking after our mothers and our wives and our sisters and our daughters. Because كفى بالمرء إثما أن يضيع من يعول. It is enough sin for a person, he discards those under his responsibility. Those under his responsibility to look after your mother, your father, and your brothers and your sisters and your children and so on and so forth, and your wife, looking after them, that is your responsibility. Allah has placed that on your neck. And this is why in Yawm Al-Qiyamah, they will come on the Day of Judgment seeking, and they will, everybody will flee from each other. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. On that day, every person will run away from his brother and his mother and his father. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. And his wife, his companion, and his children. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he says, because they are the ones who have more right to your haqq. They have more right to you than anybody else. So everybody is afraid that they're going to ask for their rights. So everybody is going to, that's why they're going to flee from each other, because everyone is concerned with himself. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Why? Because لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Everybody is concerned with himself. Everybody is afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that his mother will call him to account. His father will call him to account. His brother or his sister will call him to account. That he fell short regarding their haqq. His children will call him to account. So your mother, wallahi akhwan, we hear stories. The person, he may be upon da'wah to salafiyya, maybe upon tawheed and sunnah, but when it comes to his akhlaq with his mother, a'udhu billahi min dhalik. May Allah protect us. He is not salafi in this matter. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna says, he may be salafi in this matter, but not in this matter. But not in this matter, because the way of the salaf was what? To respect the mothers, to respect the elders. In'am. To respect the elders. Laysa minna man lam yarham man lam يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا وَيَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا. He's not of us, as the Messenger said, who does not respect the elders. And your mother is from your elders, and your father is from your elders. He's not of us who doesn't respect them. And he's not of us who doesn't have mercy for the young. So ya ikhwan, this is something, wallahi, if it should emanate in our akhlaq, it should emanate in our actions, to be good to our parents, to be righteous children, to be righteous husbands. We hear stories, nasallahu salama. Somebody studying the deen of Allah for 6 years. A question came like that. 6 years, graduated from Jamia Islamiyah, and yet you hear stories, nasallahu salama, this particular individual beating his wife and his kids black and blue. beating his wife and kids black and blue. And I had to ask that question to Sheikh Obaid. I said, "Ya Sheikh, this is what the question has come from the sister. What do you say?" The sister asked my wife, who asked me thereafter. And the Sheikh said, "Are these animals or what? Animals?" Closed, locking the door on the wife and the kids, beating them black and blue. Is this how? SubhanAllah, what happened to the stages? That the Prophet said, Allah showed us stages and how to deal with the nushuz of the woman or the disobedience of the woman. What does one do first of all? First and foremost, take something that they like. Yani, separate the bits. But before that, warn them. This is wrong what you're doing. This is not correct what you're doing. If they continue, you separate the bits. And thirdly, a light hitting that doesn't bruise, nor does it open the skin. This is how Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna, Hafidhullah, explained it. It doesn't bruise, nor does it, and in some reports with a miswak, meaning it's not even hard, maybe it's just a little push or something, that this makes them just realize that, hey, this is wrong. Islam to that extent, it looks after, yani, the women. Why? Because this is what you are responsible for over, first and foremost. Now, so how about of those who push their mothers down the stairs, as we have heard? How about of those who answer back to their parents and raise their voices on their mothers and fathers and who fight them? How about of those who have ill manners towards their parents? What are you going to say in front of Allah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wa la taqul lahum uff"? Don't even say uff to them. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, and don't speak ill of them in a bad way, and don't insult them, revile them. لَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, and say to them a good word. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Al-Luqman, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ. Now, before that, Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Luqman, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, Allah says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. Allah advised you regarding your parents. Regarding your parents, yani, for their well-being and their betterment. إِنْعَمْ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. Look, he started with the mother. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. His mother carried him weakness upon weakness, yani hardship upon hardship. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ, and his yani weaning, or his yani, for 2 years she was breastfeeding him, looking after him, you know, when he couldn't even walk. MashaAllah, when he can walk and he can talk, then he became mutakabbir, proud and arrogant. Yani, and even if your mother is wrong or your father is wrong in an affair, then there are ways to deal with that. Billati hiya ahsan, with ways that are better. No. And as for the narration that the Jannah is under the feet of the mothers, that narration with that particular wording is not authentic. However, there is another word in which Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah brings, and it is authentic, which says, yani, go to their feet, for Jannah is under it. There's another wording like that, which is similar to the other wording, which clearly shows us that we must, yani, be so righteous towards our parents. And we all fall short, nasallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we ask Allah to forgive us our shortcomings and our deficiency with regards to our parents, that we put them forward, and we love them, and we take care of them for their well-being. كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرْحَمْهُمَا, Allah have mercy of them, just like they, يعني, رَبَّيَانِ, cultivated me, educated me, يعني, looked after me while I was young, while I was not able to even crawl, while I could have been harmed, I could have fallen down the stairs, I could have, يعني, done so much harm to myself. And yet your mother, the rahmah that she has, right until even right as you're an adult, SubhanAllah. So Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah, he says, especially the women, some of the a'imma, the scholars, like and he mentioned some of the scholars, that we must, it is incumbent to defend their honor and defend their right, and so on. وَإِنْ أَدَّ الْأَمْرِ فِي النِّهَايَةِ إِلَى قَتْلِهِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَالْمَقْتُولِ فِي النَّارِ. And if the affair is the burglar who comes into your house, or the thief, and he tries to harm you, in the end, you didn't intend to kill him, but he dies. Maybe he trips over or something and he dies. You pushed him, he trips over and he dies. You didn't intend it. But in the end, what happens to that person? He still goes to the hellfire. Meaning, the thief still goes to the hellfire. إن قتل المعتدى عليه فهو شهيد. And if he is killed, one who's protected himself, he's a martyr. يعني يكون بنفسه قاصدا وجه الله, because he sought the face of Allah تبارك وتعالى. والمتزم شرع الله, and also he was sticking to the شرع of Allah. ليس مجرد الدفاع عن النفس, it's not just defending yourself, but you have to seek the face of Allah. لأن الأعمال بالنيات, because actions are in accordance with one's intention. الله أباح لي وأجاز لي بل أوجب لي الدفاع عن نفسي. Allah not only allowed it but obligated me to defend myself and defend my wealth. So that is the end result. قال الإمام أحمد بنى هذا المسألة بنى هذه المسألة على هذه الأحاديث, ويقصد أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أباح قتاله ولم يبح قتله ولم يبح قتله. نعم, شرع القتال ولم يشرع قتله. نعم, فأنت لا تنوي قتله إنما تنوي مدافعته. So you don't intend to kill him, but rather you intend to just defend yourself. فإن اندفع فالحمد لله, وإن لم يندفع إلا بقتله فالحكم ما قاله الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. نعم, so that's repeated. وإذا وقع أسيرا في يدك, so if you capture the person and is or is injured, don't finish him off. ليس لك حق. If he's not doing anything else towards you, fighting you still, and he's injured and he's there, then there's nothing for you to do except to give him to the authorities for them to imprison him and to deal with him. نعم, that is that section. Then the next section he says, Imam Ahmad رحمه الله says, ولا نشهد على أحد من أهل القبلة بعمل يعمله بجنة ولا نار نرجو للصالح ونخاف عليه نرجو للصالح ونخاف عليه ونخاف على المسيء المذنب ونرجو له رحمة الله. Here he says, Imam Ahmad رحمه الله says, we do not testify that anyone from the Muslims is in paradise or is in hellfire. طبعا except those who Allah and His Rasul have said are in paradise. Like Ukasha رضي الله عنه, when Prophet said 70,000 people enter paradise without any reckoning. And in one narration, each one of the 70,000 will have 70,000. So it gives us at least a choice. And who are they? The people of Tawheed. It gives us a chance at least. The people of Tawheed. 70,000 without will go into Jannah without any reckoning. بغير حساب ولا عذاب. And not any punishment. Who are they? They are the people of Tawheed. لا يسترقون. They don't seek ruqya from others. They do ruqya upon themselves. لا يسترقون. ولا يتطيرون. They don't rely on omens, charms. Good luck, bad luck, charms. They don't rely on those things. Like they don't rely on like walking under a ladder. They say, oh, this is bad luck. La, walk under it if you want to, but don't. It might fall on you, yes, but not bad luck. Maybe the paint will fall on you or something like that, but not as bad luck. Number 13, they say bad luck. No, what bad luck? So all these are omens, charms. They don't rely on this. And in the past, tatayyur, they used to rely on. Some of the mushrikun, they used to, when the birds used to fly above their heads, they'll say, oh, somebody is born. Or this happened because of a reason. Charms. The same thing nowadays, they have these good luck and bad luck charms. Rabbit's foot, they say, is good luck. The horseshoe, put it upside down so the khair can come there. All this is batil. And this is in the Muslim countries, unfortunately, it happens. Some Muslim countries, you see cars, they put these good luck charms, horseshoe in the front of the car. Or in places like Jordan, they put the dough, you know, bread, khubz. Before it becomes bread, just the dough, they stick it on their house right at the front. And they stick it on the front of the car. Because they say they bring good luck. It brings good luck, they say. And or when they get married, they do certain omens, certain charms. When somebody dies, they put their flowers on top of their grave and they decorate the grave so beautiful. Yani, good for good luck. Or that, you know, or they have so many superstitions. Ahl al-Tawheed will enter paradise without any record and no punishment. Ala tul Jannah. No hisab. La yastarqoon. ولا يتطيرون. And before that, لا يكتوون, they don't seek cauterization, يعني using hot iron or whatever to take off the warts and stuff. You know, there's medication that some people use. They don't do that. وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. And they rely upon Allah wholeheartedly. They don't rely upon the other than that. They rely upon Allah. So they don't rely on these charms. And nowadays, even amongst our own houses, unfortunately, you find these charms have entered the houses. So you find a person who's been away, yani he enters the room, and somebody, a member of the family, may say, oh, we were just talking about you, you have long life. We were just talking about you. You have long life. How do you know that? Only Allah knows the ajal. So these charms, unfortunately, people have yani. So people of Tawheed, na'am, in the end they will enter Jannah, no doubt. But we should not say straight away the person is in Jannah or in the hellfire. Allahu alam. We hope, except those Allah and His Rasul have already testified, like the Ashar Mubashirin bil Jannah by name, 10 promised paradise, Ahl Badr, the Muhajirun, the Ansar, radiallahu anhu wa radu an, Allah is pleased with all of them and then pleased with him. So when Allah is pleased with them, they're in Jannah. So this is clear proof that the Sahaba are in paradise. Prophet said about the Ahl Badr, he said, لعل الله نظر إلى أهل بدر وقال اعملوا ما شئتم. It may be Allah said, look, he looked at the people of Badr and he said, do as you wish. Meaning the khalas, they are such a high status, and they didn't even take that narration to mean that they will do what they like. No, but the amal that they used to have. If you were to give charity, يعني the size of Uhud in gold, you wouldn't even reach half of a mud of what they've done, half of a hand measure of what they have done. And that's only if a hand measure they've done. But they've done more than that. So how many Uhuds before you can reach the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum? You can't reach them. They're the best people radhiyallahu anhum from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they are promised. After the Sahaba, everybody is in the same boat. Everybody is in the same situation. Nobody knows. The man in time of Sahaba, he was fighting in this. In the end, the Sahaba said, MashaAllah, he's shaheed. Prophet said he's in the hellfire. Why? One companion said, I saw him that when he was injured, he put a dagger to himself and he killed himself. He couldn't hold it. So look how these now these Khawarij go around. Shaheed, Shaheed, Shaheed. Hassan al-Banna Shaheed. How do you know? Allahu A'lam. Sayyid Qutb Shaheed. How do you know? Allahu A'lam. They do a little video before they do these martyr operations. And I'm going to be a martyr, inshallah. And this, I'm going to testify 70 of my. How do you know? Martyr like this? The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever kills himself with an iron rod, that will be his punishment in the hellfire. Whoever tips himself over the cliff, that will be his punishment in the hellfire. And whoever yani, takes poison, he takes the poison, that will be his punishment in the hellfire. Yani, for a long period of time, you'll be punished with that. So killing yourself with your own hands, that is not allowed. Is not allowed in the Quran. Is not allowed in the Sunnah. As for others killing you in a legitimate battle, that's different. Others killing you, but you killing, taking your own life is haram. Allah says, "Wala taqtulu anfusakum." Don't kill yourselves. Don't kill yourselves. He didn't say don't get others to kill you. Don't kill yourselves. And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "Wala tulqu bi aydikum ila tahluka." Don't make your hands a destruction of your own self. Don't make your hands like those who smoke. What are they doing? They're destroying their souls, it's their bodies. Taking drugs, they're destroying their bodies. Going out on martyr operations, putting suicide belt around your body. You're killing yourself with your own hands. Don't cause destruction with your own hands. These are verses from the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah about the one who killed himself with his own hands. But yeah, we find Qardawi and other than Qardawi, they say, but it's allowed to do suicide operations. Where is the proof? Oh, the boy, the ghulam, the hadith of the ghulam. Let's look at the hadith of the ghulam. Barakallahu fiqh. What is the hadith of the ghulam? A boy who believed in Allah. And he said to his people, his people wanted to kill him because he was upon Tawheed. They want a young man or a young boy, a youth. They wanted to kill him. They couldn't kill him. They tried to drown him, they couldn't drown. Threw him over a cliff, he didn't die. What was he doing? Calling to Tawheed, that was all. But they wanted to kill him. So, he said, "If I will tell you, if you really want to kill me, I will tell you how to do it. Gather all your people, gather all your people, community, everybody. Look at the khair that's going to come out of that. Not like these suicide bombings, no khair comes out of that. Gather all your people, and all you have to do, get the bow and arrow and say Bismi Rabbil Ghulam, by the name of the Rabbil Ghulam, the Lord of this boy. Then I will die. You'll not be able to kill me any other way except this way." Subhanallah. They did that and he died. And all of them became Muslim, because they could not kill him any other way. And they all testified to the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Qardawi uses this as proof to say you can do suicide operations. Subhanallah. How far is the Mashriq from the Maghrib? How far is the East from the West? Shatan baynahuma. They're so far apart, the East from the West. Ahl Bid'ah, they always use a proof or a cut and paste proof, general proof, and they build a dome over it. The Salaf never use this as proof. The ulama don't use this as proof. First of all, the boy didn't kill himself with his own hands. Suicide operation, you kill yourself with your own hands. Now, secondly, look how much khair came out of it. What khair came out with suicide bombing? The shoe bomber and all these airliners. What khair came out of that? Killing innocent people. Killing women and children. Don't care who you kill. And this is supposed to be khair. Blind. Deaf. Dumb and blind. Just like that. It's like that. And if not following... not following yani the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as if they don't hear. Am lahum qulubun ya'qiluna biha, don't they have hearts which they yani think with, ponder with, don't they? So it's haram to kill yourself with your own hand. It's haram. So then they use other proofs. Oh, but you can do the suicide operation. Some of the sahaba yani in a battle, listen, in a battle, catch what they are saying. Some of the Sahaba in a battle, they were catapulted in the midst of the disbelievers to fight or to open the door for the Muslims to come in the boundary. Ma'am, did they kill themselves with their own hands? Others killed them. And in a battle, where are you? You're not in a battle. For how can you yani mix Ramadan with Sha'ban? How can you mix Ramadan with Sha'ban? Naam, this is what Shaykh Muhammad al-Banna says. Ramadan comes, you fast. Huh? Sha'ban comes, you make it obligatory fast all the month. If somebody does that, you think, what is it you're doing? That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kutiba alaykum al-qital. Fighting is prescribed for you, but when? In its prescribed time, upon its prescribed conditions and prerequisites. Just like Ramadan, the same wording is used. Kutiba alaykum al-siyam. When? In Sha'ban? In the month of Dhul-Hijjah, in the month of Dhul-Qi'dah, in Shawwal, when? In Ramadan. So there are conditions. And when do you fast? Sawmu li-ru'yatihi. After li-ru'yatihi, when you, these conditions, when you see the moon, when it goes, and so on. Conditions, ya ikhwan. Following that tightly. Shaykh Rabbi Hafidhullah, in this chapter, he says, illa idha kana kufran. La, wana nashahad. Naam. كان كفرا بالله أو شركا بالله فهذا له حكمه. If there is this a person of disbelief and shirk, clearly upon that, in general, they are in the hellfire. أما بمعصيتي من المعاصي. As for a sin that a person falls into from the sins and disobedience, فلا نحكم له بجنة ولا نار. We don't say the person is Jannah or in the Nar, but we hope the person is forgiven. إن عمل صالحا نرجو له الجنة. If he does good, we hope that he's in paradise. وإن عمل ما يوجب النار نخاف عليه. And if he does actions which necessitate that he enters the hellfire, we fear for him. نرجو للمطيع ونخاف على العاصي. We hope for the obedient one and we are fearful for the disobedient one. ولا نقطع لأحد بجنة والنار. Nor should we say, يا رحمك الله. Nor should we say that anyone is in the Jannah or Nar because of sins. لأن هذا ليس إلا لله. This is only for Allah Azza wa Jal. Except for kufran bawah. Except for clear kufr. Clear kufr. The person say, يعني, calls upon Isa, calls upon Mary, calls upon يعني, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, clear shirk. And he knows that. And he intends that. And he's taught. And he's still يعني, does that, still persistent upon that, then he's not a Muslim. That's why the scholar said, لازم لا بد من انتفاء الشروط وامتناع الموانع. The conditions be applied before you call him a kafir. Why this wording is used? intifa' al-shurut wa imtina' al-mawani'. Why do they, the ulama, say that in the books of Ahlul Ilm? Why? Because you have to establish the proof upon them. And do you think this chapter is not mentioned in the books of fiqh? The ahkam al-murtaddin is in the books of fiqh. In the books of hadith, you have chapters, ahkam al-murtaddin, how to deal with the ruling of the murtad, the one who leaves Islam. So the ulama of Islam, they've already mentioned these rulings. You think that takfir is left to yourself? So a person, he says, Yahudi, he's a Jew, he's a Christian. This one is a clear disbeliever. Wadih, not like, you know, Diana, when she died, they say on the television station, the Arabic television station, they say, Rahimahullah. How do you know Rahimahullah? Or they die, and they write on the graves, rest in peace. How do you know he's resting in peace? He's a disbeliever. He's a shirk with Allah. Allah will never forgive shirk. Inna Allah la yaghfiru ishraka bihi. Wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. So, for the disbelievers, we don't say Rahimahumullah. Rather, we say what Rasulullah used to say. When he passed by a grave, he says, Ubashirukum bin nar. Glad tidings of the hellfire. This is their abode. Even if they have statues of so-called angels, yani, that they put on their graves and they write, rest in peace, they are not in peace. They are in turmoil. They are in punishment. They are in the fire. Allah told us about Fir'aun and his people, and those who die like that upon disbelief, what is the end result? Fire. And naru yu'raduna alayha ghuduwa wa ashiyya. Hellfire, morning and even are brought to them. And then yawm al-qiyamah, ashaddu al-adab. They will be given a grievous punishment. Meaning the punishment of the grave is before that. Naqta'u bi anna al-kafir fi an-nar. We say the disbeliever is in the hellfire. Wa amma al-mu'min. And as for Diana herself, Allahu alam, maybe she may have said the shahada before she died. Allah knows best. The fact that she used to mix with a Muslim, Allahu alam, yani of her end result. But what is apparent? Whoever dies upon kufr is a kafir. So specific ruling, unless you know otherwise, the disbeliever dies a disbeliever. Amen. From what we know, the disbeliever, but say rahimallah, she's in paradise. Is this Yahudi Nasrani is in the hellfire. Naam. But the Prophet said, whoever hears of me, whether he's a Jew or Christian, he doesn't follow me, then let him take his seat in the hellfire. And Qardawi says, the Jews and Christians are brothers. The Jews and Christians, how can they be your brothers, ya akhi? Kaifa dhalik? How can they? And he says, the religion of the Jews and the religion of the Christians, they are religions from Allah. Adiyan samawiyya. Revealed religions. La wallah. Wa ma kana Ibrahima يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. Ibrahim was not a Jew or Christian. He was a Muslim, upright, Hanif, not from the Mushrikeen. So be warned and be careful of that dawah of the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, that these individuals water down Islam and they compromise the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allah al-Islam. The only deen is accepted from Allah is Islam. And in the other verse, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ إِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And in the hereafter, it's from the losers. Whoever chooses a religion other than the religion of Islam, then it will not be accepted by him. Allah will not accept it. Prophet said, then he mentioned the man, the same narration we mentioned, who killed himself. He said, إِنَّهُ فِي النَّارِ. He's in the hellfire, hadith in Bukhari. وَكَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يُصِيبُ بِالسَّهْمِ قَالَ الصَّحَابَ فُلَانْ شَهِيدٌ. Likewise, there was an individual who was affected or inflicted with a spear. They said, MashaAllah, he's shaheed. فُلَانٌ شَهِيدٌ, they said. حَتَّى أَتَى النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. When they came to the Prophet, he said to them, كَلَّا. No, of a surety, no. إِنَّ الشَّمْلَةَ الَّتِي غَلَّهَا لِتَلْتَهِبْ عَلَيْهِ نَارًا. He said that this person basically is being punished. Yani, he's in the hellfire. The thing that entered him, that was hellfire for him. Yani, the end result for him was hellfire. Hadith in Bukhari, Kitab al-Maghazi, the book of battles. وَأَمَّا الْعَلَىٰ كَانَ عِنْدَهَا عُثْمَان. نعم, علاء. I don't know what that means here. كَانَ عِنْدَهَا, I think he's referring to, كَانَ عِنْدَ عُثْمَان ibn مَضْعُون تمرضه فمات فقالت يا أبا السائب لقد أكرمك الله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما يدريك أن الله أكرمه Wallahi, inni la Rasulullah, wa la adri ma yuf'alu bi. So, and I think this is na'am, al-la is wa al-la is not wa amma, wa al-la, and the mother of al-la, she used to yani take care of Uthman ibn Mad'un, yani nursing him, someone from her assumed from her family members, she was nursing him and he died. So she said, ya Abu Sa'ib, yani as a respect, oh Abu Fulan, Abu Sa'ib, لَقَدْ أَكْرَمَكَ اللَّهُ, Allah has honored you. So the Prophet, when he heard that, he said to her, how do you know Allah has honored him? I swear by Allah, I am the messenger of Allah, and I don't know what's going to happen to me. فَقَالَتْ, then she said, لَا أُزَكِّي أَحَدًا بَعْدَهُ, I will not praise anyone after him. ثم رأت في النوم أن له عينا تجري فأخبرت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ذلك عمله. Then she saw in a dream that he has a fountain that is gushing forth, yani with water gushing forth or whatever, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that is his actions, yani inshallah good result and good end. Allahu Akbar. And that is a hadith which is in Bukhari, Kitab al-Shahadat. So a shahid, أنك لا تجزم لأحد يعني بجنة أو النار. نعم. And whoever meets Imam Ahmad رحمه الله says, whoever meets Allah, whoever meets Allah with a sin, ومن لقي الله بذنب تجب له من النار تائبا غير مصر عليه. Whoever meets Allah with a sin, it's obligatory upon him to يعني enter the hellfire if he's not repentful. And he is continuous upon that sin. He's not repentful. Allah doesn't forgive him. Then he has to be cleaned. As Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, he has to be cleaned from that dirt. The dirt of sin. Or the rust of sin. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ, Allah will forgive that person who repents. وَيَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ, Allah accepts the repentance from his slaves. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ السَّيِّئَاتِ, and Allah forgives the sins. He overlooks sins. The one, he may overlook it. Your good deeds may expiate your bad deeds, or you have made tawbah, and the rahmah of Allah is there, and He forgives you. But if Allah doesn't forgive you, you have to go through the process of being cleaned from the rust of sins. So we hope Allah forgives our sins. We hope Allah forgives our disobedience. We hope Allah forgives our shortcomings. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ولا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا لا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. So we ask Allah to forgive us if we fall into sins, whether it is open or in secret. We ask Allah to forgive us from the sins, whether we do it forgetfully or knowingly. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be saying, I don't know what's going to happen to me, how is our situation? And I remember Shaykh Muhammad al-Banna hafidhahullah, with all his ibadat that one sees, and we hope khair for the Shaykh. Then subhanallah, sometimes you hear the Shaykh crying, yani tears coming down his eyes, and he says, I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I'm going to die soon. I don't know where I'm going to go. And this is a man who's reading Quran in 3 days. This is a man who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him from what we have seen. لا أزكي الله أحد والله حسيبه. Who fasts 3 days of the month. And he fasts Mondays and Thursdays. And he fasts most of Sha'ban. And he fasts much يعني, from the ibadah. From at a young age, once he said, since I was 20, I've been doing this. Since I was 20, yani was continuous upon this. And one time we asked him, how does one attain ikhlas, ya ikhwan? How does one attain sincerity? And he said to me, when you find out, tell me. So this is the way of the ulama. They are faithful of Allah. And the likes of Shaykh Ubaid al-Jabri, hafidhahullah, who, subhanallah, he himself waking up on a regular basis, maybe always, I don't know, Allahu A'lam, for what we have seen, before Fajr, in the tahajjud time, regularly, because sometimes he calls and he says, yani it's time to pray, so don't forget to meet me yani in 15-20 minutes outside my door. to go to the masjid, because the sheikh is blind, so he needs somebody to take him to the masjid. And because alhamdulillah, something because of the company, the sheikh, alhamdulillah, yani, this is something which we used to enjoy doing, and this is a ni'mah for those who Allah has blessed. And subhanallah, he used to love going to Quba masjid to pray the Fajr Salah there. So he would go all the way to Quba, or all the way to the Masjid al-Haram every day to pray the Fajr Salah in the Prophet's Mosque or in Quba. And when he would finish the prayer in Quba, he says, "You will have inshallah my reward and your reward, because you took me all the way to the masjid." And likewise he would say that this is Umrah, inshallah Umrah without shaving or shortening the hair. And that is the reward for those who pray in Masjid Quba when they have intended that leaving from their house with wudu. And this is the case of the ulama in ibadah. And Sheikh Rabi' Abdullah, one time when he was in his house and the Maghrib prayer came and there's guests there, he says, "Wallahi, I want to pray in the haram." And sometimes the guests, "Ya la ikhwan, let's go to the haram," encouraging the brothers not to just sit down, and let's go to strive in doing ibadah. Strive in doing ibadah. And he would encourage your brothers to strive and also to be righteous. Be righteous, tulab al-ilm. Tulab al-ilm. As some of the scholars say, you enter some of the areas of supposedly where the tulab are, and you hardly see them in Salat al-Fajr, in the masajid. Where are they? Tulab, and he's sleeping. Tulab, and he doesn't take care of his salam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How about for those who are not tulab? Maybe find an ami is better than a talib in his salah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to, yani, be examples to the rest of, to everybody else. So Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah says, he brings the verse in the Quran where Allah says, "Qul ya ibadi, O my slaves, alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, those who have wronged themselves, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, don't despair from the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, Allah forgives all sins. Innahu huwa al-ghafur rahim, Allah is oft forgiven, most beneficent, compassionate." But what did Allah say after that? What did Allah say after that? He said, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. Turn into repentance. Not enough to say forgiveness, and then you don't do it again. You don't fulfill the conditions of tawbah. Turn into repentance, sincerely. تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. أَنِيبُوا, and inaba in the Arabic language means continuous tawbah. Just like Ibrahim was called Munib. Continuous tawbah. That's why we have istighfar 100 times a day, every day. And if you do that, يُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَ السَّمَاءَ مِدَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ, Allah will give you wealth and children. Istighfar. نَعْمْ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا, and I will give you paradise. And give you anhar, rivers of paradise, inshallah, rivers in paradise for you. Because you are turning to Allah, sincerely seeking His tawbah. And this is the month of tawbah, the month of Ramadan. Sincerely going back to Allah, being sincere. No one's perfect, but know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in the hadith Qudsi, Allah outstretches, or the Rasul said it, that He outstretches His hands in the day for the musi and al-layl, for the one who sinned in the night. And He outstretches His hands in the night for those who sinned in the day. Allah is there for you, Ya Abdullah. Allah is there for you to turn to. So turn to Allah, a sincere repentance. So in this verse says, وَأَنِيبُوا, continuous repentance. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ, and submit to Him before a day comes. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمْ, a day, اليوم, a day that you will not be aided. You will not be aided. لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. No children can help you, no wealth can help you, except that you come to Allah with a qalb salim, a pure heart, sincere. And likewise, on that day, Allah mentioned Surah Al-Ma'arij, that day the people would wish, they would wish to give their children in ransom, subhanallah. They would wish to give their children in ransom, or any wealth in ransom, but nothing will help on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, because that day is Yawm Al-Hisab, the day of hisab, of accountability. And this is the day of amal, of action. And that is the day of maqar, of istiqrar, of the abode, the dwelling where everybody returns. And this is the day, this life here, is the day of mamar, the day of passing by. And this is why the Prophet said, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib." Be in this life like you are a stranger, or abir sabil, or a traveler. Be in this life like a stranger or a traveler. Let the kuffar laugh. Let them laugh at you because you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let them laugh. We don't care what they say. Let the disbelievers laugh and let them mock. But we care what Allah will say in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Well, this is what we should care first and foremost. Who is going to be saved, Ikhwan? None of us. Unless they have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers us with His mercy. Nobody is guaranteed anything. So therefore, wallahi, the affair is dangerous, wallah. The affair is khatir jiddan. A person does righteous actions right until the point of death, maybe he will change. Right until the point of death, he becomes a kafir. A'udhu billahi min dalik, and he enters the hellfire forever. Ya Allah. So how is the affair, ya ikhwan? How is the affair? We ask Allah to guide us in the sujood. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubun ala deenik. God, ya, oh, change of the hearts, make our heart firm upon your deen. This heart is called qalb because it changes. One day upon sunnah, tomorrow upon bid'ah. One day upon tawheed, tomorrow you may be upon shirk. One day upon iman, tomorrow you upon kufr. Wallahi, this heart, it can change. The Prophet ﷺ said, قُلُوبُ الْعِبَادِ بَيْنَ أُصْبُعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِعِ الرَّحْمَنِ يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. The hearts of the servants are between the two fingers of Ar-Rahman. He changes it how he wills. Wallahi, we need the mercy of Allah. Wallahi, we need Allah's forgiveness and compassion and mercy. Wallahi, we need Allah to overlook our faults. Wallahi, we need Allah. Wallahi, ya akhwan, we need Allah. We need Allah. We need Ramadan, and we need the Salah, and we need Hajj, and we need Umrah, and we need all of the Ibadat, hoping that Allah forgives us. We need that, ya akhwan, because Yawm al-Qiyamah is long, and this life is short. This life, وَمَا حَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. What is this life but play and amusement? People look into wealth, and they think that's they're going to live forever. So they have a house, they want a bigger house. They have a bigger house, they want an even bigger house. Whether it is by riba or no riba, whether it is by haram, no matter. We want a bigger house. We want a bigger car. We want this, we want that. We don't care about the disobedience of Allah. Wallahi, one time we saw a brother, we saw to him, we said it was Ramadan. He said he's not fasting. As'Allah salama. How can you not fast, ya akhi, in the month of Ramadan? The hypocrite, as the Messenger says, he sees his sins as like a fly, just brushing it off. But a believer, he sees his sins like a mountain ready to fall on himself. This is how the believer sees his sins, like a mountain ready to fall. As'Allah salama. As'Allah al-maghfira. For indeed Allah is there to forgive you. Wa man taba وعمل صالحا فأولئك يتوب إلى الله متابا. Whoever returns to Allah sincerely repenting and he does good deeds, that is the one that Allah will accept his tawbah. And before that, that person who wronged himself, he committed shirk. ولا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. And he killed a soul. Not only that, ولا يزنون. And he fell into fornication. ولا يزنون. Whoever does that, يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. His punishment will be magnified in the hellfire. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Not only would Allah change, not only would He forgive you, ya akhi. If you're sincere in your tawbah, you may have committed shirk or killing somebody, or you may have fallen into yani zina, all of that, and you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, He will change your bad deeds to good deeds. Allahu Akbar. Look how merciful Allah is. Look how merciful Allah is. Sheikh Rabi ends this, he says, Wallahu yuhibbu tawbah. Allah loves repentance. وَيُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. And He loves the repentful ones. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. And He loves those who purify themselves. وَنَحْنُ نَرْجُو لِلْتَائِبِ. And we hope for the one who repents. وَلَا نَقْطَعُ لَهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ وَلَا النَّارِ. And we don't say he's going to enter the hellfire or paradise. نَرْجُو لَهُ. Inshallah, we hope for him that he will enter paradise. يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ التَّوْبَةَ عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات. شيخ ربيع حفظه الله كما ورد في القرآن نصوص كثيرة وأحاديث كثيرة تفيد أن الله يقبل التوبة will accept the repentance of the تائبين ويفرح بها. Not only that, he's pleased, he's happy with the tawbah of the ones who repent to him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يتوب علينا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إنه تواب. From his names is التواب. He is the one who accepts repentance. والله أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم على خير خلق محمد وآخر الدعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين. نعم. That is only for the leaders of the Muslims, as Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said. If they don't establish it, it's not for you. You're not a leader of the Muslims, so you don't establish it. You don't establish the hudud in your community. Imagine that happened. Because you see, the leader of the Muslim, there's channels, there's correct positions that one has to take. If somebody steals, they look at his situation. Maybe it was just an apple and he just wanted to eat. And the difference between that one and somebody who steals, yani, he has wealth and he wants more wealth, is greedy and so on and so forth. That individual, his hand is cut off once the witnesses are there. The one who says somebody adulterated or fornicated, he has to have four witnesses. It's not that easy just come and let's say, I saw him my own eyes and that's established too. No, you will get whipped as well. Because you are from those who do qadf. Qadf. And qadf, the accusers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that's a major sin. To accuse, you don't have enough witnesses, the four witnesses that you will need. So these are prerequisites. This is for the leader of the Muslims to do. If he doesn't do it, he's sinful. It's not for you to go around. Imagine if they did that now. Imagine they did that in Muslim countries. Everybody does, and even they start differing amongst themselves and they start killing each other. What folder do you will have? Chaos. You have chaos. And some of those people who don't understand the deen of Allah, the Khawarij, the Takfiris, they end up doing that. In Muslim country or non-Muslim country, they end up doing it. In non-Muslim countries, we heard of stories, even in America, they do that. They gather around and the communities, and they try to establish the hudud upon the drug dealers as well as the people who drink and so on. It's a hudud on them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam, ya akhi. Yani, if he comes into your house, in your presence, as Sheikh Rabi Hafidullah mentioned, comes to you, you are allowed to fight back. What can you do? But if it's on the street, I mean, if you can defuse the situation, this is better. This is defuse the situation. But if he's going to harm you and trying to harm you, and you're able to defuse the situation in a better way, this is awla. This is awla. Because maybe if you do that, and it will, one thing will lead to another, maybe you end up getting killed or he gets getting killed. So defusing the situation is better. But obviously you are allowed to fight back. Somebody hits you, you're not going to just sit there. You're not going to sit there. He's hitting you. He's hitting your wife or your children. You're going to fight back. Huh. And it may be, and you may end up hitting him in his face. Just to keep his harm away. If he runs away, alhamdulillah, leave him. Let him run away. Let him go away. Don't try to follow his marks and that. Unless you want to take the authorities to catch him. Then you call the authorities and you describe his situation until they catch him. Naam, ya akhi. Another team and really deal with him. Don't do that, because if you end up doing that, then they will get another bigger team and they will deal with you. It will cause more harm than good. Don't do something that will cause more harm than good. Be careful. This is not from the way of the Salaf to do that. They never used to hang Quranic verses in the houses like that. This is not from the way of the Salaf. No, for protection, this is, again, that is worse than the first question. Protection is to be read. You read Quran, they will protect you. Somebody goes to the doctor, gives him prescription, and he hangs it around his neck. What are you supposed to do with that prescription? You go to the chemist, yahi, and take the medicine. Allah gave you the Quran as a cure, and the Quran is a ruqya, is a cure. Prophet said to Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ أَنَّهَا ruqya. What brought you to know that this is ruqya? Quran is ruqya, Fatiha ruqya. Read it over yourself. You're going to hang it on the wall. Read it, yahi, and practice it. Fulfill it. And don't go to those who also, mashallah, they make business out of ruqya. Mashallah, become rich because of ruqya. Sheikh Rabi says, who put you in that position to cure others. Put your name on the ad. Come to me to get cured. And they take the money and the person is still sick. The hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, where he read over the leader of that tribe, in the end he was cured from that scorpion bite. He was cured. And they gave Abu Sa'id al-Khudri 100 sheep. Now the Sahaba were doubtful. Shall we eat from it? Shall we not eat from it? Prophet ﷺ said, give me a share of it as well. Give me a share of it as well. To show it's allowed to eat from that if somebody gives that person. But when does he accept it? Once the person is cured, Sheikh Rabbi says. The man is still sick. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, no cure. And you've probably paid him about a few £100, £1,000, and he's still sick. And mashallah, this man who goes around from city to city, his pocket full, because he's going around reading upon others. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ. The cure belongs to Allah. He will the one will remove that affliction. So, if somebody though offers, he wants to read over you, no problem. You want to give him something, Jazakallah khair. But he should not ask. Put an ad in the paper, adverts, like a job. An advert everything. For one this limb, you get this £100. And then this leg is £200. And if... Wallahi, business. And Shaykh Rabbi Hafidah refuted this way. MashaAllah, tijara. And Shaykh Rabbi has a book on this called the Ruqya. No. Yeah, I need to remind the children, and there's some people say, "Lakin yahi." I mean, if it's your parents' house, be careful, because if you maybe do that, the more harm will cause if you take it down. In your own house, alhamdulillah, you don't need that. You can teach them, inshallah, by telling them to repeat after me, say such and such. Naam.
You see the people that will go into jannah without ruqya, some of them be ones that don't have ruqya on them.
They don't seek others to give you ruqya, to give ruqya. Can you please explain what the Sijjin and the Iliyin is? The book of record for the disbelievers and the hypocrites is called Sijjin. The book of record for the believers is called Iliyin. وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَا سِجِّينَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ. Who's it for? The disbelievers. And as for وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَا عِلِّيِّينَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. That's for the close ones, those close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the ones who get the book of record in their right hand, in front of them. The disbelievers will get it on their left hand, and the hand will be twisted behind them, as Sheikh Ubaid explained. I have to go, I have to travel, Ikhwan. Last question, inshallah.
What's the stance of the ulama where the authorities radio host?
The authorities? You mean in this country?
We said if you have a burglar in the house.
Burglar, it's not like authorities. Authorities, maybe they go in your house because of drugs. They may think it's drugs or something bad in your house. Yani, if they come in your house and you are innocent, you have nothing to hide. Let them see what they're gonna. They're not gonna actually harm you. If it's in some Muslim country where they are gonna harm you, if it's the authorities, then this is something for the ulama to answer. Allahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad wa akhiru alhamdulillah bil alamin.